Congress is scrambling to find a solution for DACA, the Obama-era program that shields hundreds of thousands of young undocumented immigrants from deportation. Several groups of lawmakers are huddling today to find a legislative fix. One proposal would grant DACA recipients legal status renewable every 3 years, along with $30 billion in funding for a border wall and other things Republicans have long wanted, such as a worker verification program. Republican Representative Bob Goodlatte of Virginia co-sponsors the bill. Welcome.
Glad to be with you.
Well, first of all, let me just ask you about what the president said yesterday about your bill. He didn't exactly take a position on it. He said it's a start. So are you concerned that he hasn't yet thrown his full support behind your bill?
Well, he very much likes our bill, and this is a very serious effort to address what the president has challenged the Congress to do, and that is to do DACA right. And we do that in this legislation, but we also honor the commitment the president made to couple it with securing our borders and ending chain migration.
So, I mean, I take your point that the president said that it's a starting point for negotiations, but it seems as if there are other Republicans who have concerns about the long-term viability of your bill. I mean, I'm seeing that Representative Charlie Dent of Pennsylvania says that the House needs to pass a bill that could get some 300 votes, and he doesn't believe your bill is it because it's too hardline.
There's no bill in the House that could get 300 votes very easily. So we are very happy to negotiate from this bill that I think will have broad-based support within the Republican conference.
And then what about as it might move to the Senate? Because I think that that's the concern, that without adequate support in the House, that it wouldn't survive the Senate.
Well, that's why there are negotiations going on that the president encouraged yesterday. And today I know the leaders in the House and Senate are meeting to discuss the timeline. And I am hopeful that we can make some real progress on solving this problem.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if you already know if there are certain areas that you are willing to negotiate on. And I'm thinking of other examples. There's another proposal out there, bipartisan one, from Texas Republican Will Hurd and California Democrat Pete Aguilar. And their bill would allow qualified DACA recipients a path to a green card and perhaps even eventual citizenship. Is that something you'd be willing to negotiate on in your bill?
Well, I would not be willing to give people who entered the country illegally a special pathway to citizenship that would put them ahead of people who have gone through the long legal process to enter this country legally. It's simply not a fair thing to do. And I think that this status, which not only gives legal certainty to the DACA recipients, but also makes it renewable for indefinite times and therefore a permanent situation, and allows recipients of the DACA program to make use of existing paths to green cards, is a much fairer way to do that. Mm.
And Congressman Goodlatte, one last question. I'm thinking about your proposal to end family-based visas or family-based immigration. Some call it chain migration. I mean, just broadly speaking, would you like to reduce the amount of legal immigration overall to the United States?
I would like to see us move to a merit-based system. We are by far the most generous nation in the world for legal immigration. We give roughly 1.1 million green cards out each year. So I think that could be reduced a little, but I also think that a lot of those numbers that are reduced by ending chain migration could be available for a merit-based immigration system, which I would think would be much better, the spouse and the children, the minor children of people who receive green cards to come to the United States should obviously be able to accompany them. However, more extended relationships, adult children, brothers and sisters, are not included in our proposal.
Mm. Well, Congressman Bob Goodlatte is a Republican of Virginia and chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. Congressman, thank you so very much.
Thank you.